Good afternoon. You're listening to All Things Considered on VPR. In a moment, we'll get recommendations from our art hounds, but now it's time for the weekly conversation on the arts with Mary Williams.
For the past 4 years, each June, Burlington City Arts awards a Vermonter the Herb Lockwood Prize. It's not a grant. It's a $10,000 award meant to honor work already done. And it's given to a Vermont artist who's chosen by arts advisors scattered throughout the state. The criteria for the Herb Lockwood Prize is that the artist is presenting exemplary work in their field and that they serve as an inspiration as an artist and that they have an inspirational influence on the whole state. Well, Todd Lockwood is joining me now in the studio to talk more about this year's recipient. Todd, welcome.
Thank you. Nice to be here, Mary.
Give us more of a feel of what exactly the Herb Lockwood Prize is given for.
The idea with the prize is to celebrate artistic excellence at a level that inspires other artists and enriches the community, basically to make all boats rise. We recognize works in the visual arts, music, writing, drama, dance, film, and fine woodworking. There is no application process. An artist can't try to be on the list. The way they get on the list is that we have about 20 arts advisors scattered all over the state who submit nominations once a year. That normally happens in March, and then the prize is given out in June every year.
So your panel, under some extenuating circumstances, awarded the prize this past Friday to Vermont author Howard Frank Mosher. Tell us more about that.
On Friday, we presented it to Howard Frank Mosher at his home. It was a very, very touching moment, and he was thrilled to be receiving it. He had been on our radar. You know, he'd been a finalist, basically, in two prior years.
And Mr. Mosher passed away this past Sunday at the age of 74. Todd, can you just tell us a little bit more for maybe some folks who aren't familiar with Howard Frank Mosher's work, what made him the perfect recipient for the Herb Lockwood Prize?
The criteria for the prize is that the artist is presumably producing exemplary work in their particular area. And then the second one is that they serve as an inspiration to other artists. And lastly, that they have an inspirational influence on the state. He was so connected not only to Vermont's culture, but also to the natural world of Vermont. And that just rings loud and clear in his 11 novels.
And right after he passed away, Vermont Edition here on VPR put together a celebration of his life, just a program full of fellow authors from Vermont. And folks were writing in and calling, and all of their sentiments had this really similar theme about what a generous writer Howard Frank Mosher was, and so willing to help other writers. And Todd, I know you have a story you want to share.
Back in 2011, I went to one of his readings. Afterward, I approached him, and I happened to have with me a copy of a novel that I wrote, and I sheepishly handed it to him, and he just perked right up and said, "Oh, I'd love to read that." And I thought, well, that's great, but I'll be surprised if he has the time to actually look at it. And lo and behold, 3 weeks later, I get a note from him in the mail saying that he thoroughly enjoyed the book, and he made references to several different parts of it and told me to keep writing.
Well, let's talk a little bit now about the namesake of the Herb Lockwood Prize. It's named after your brother, who was an artist in Burlington.
Yeah, it was named after my youngest brother, who was a musician and artist and multi-talented. He was living in the Burlington area right after college and had this effect on other people that was quite extraordinary. If you went to his house any day of the week, his living room was usually populated with people from all walks of the creative community. And they were all just basically there to get the vibe, you know, and to get maybe a little bit of encouragement. If a writer was having a writer's block, they would go over and hang out at Herb's house. And so he just had this wonderful effect on other people. And he tragically died in a workshop accident in Burlington in 1987, 30 years ago. But when this prize idea came along, it occurred to me that my brother is actually just the kind of person that we're seeking, you know, this idea of not only doing great work yourself, but also contributing to the success of other artists as well.
Todd Lockwood, thank you so much. Before you go, please share that story of when you presented the actual plaque, the glass plaque of the Herb Lockwood Prize this past Friday to Vermont author Howard Frank Mosher.
When I went up to Howard Mosher's house and handed him this glass award, he was hefting the award in his hand, and he whispered to me that it was just exactly the weight of a really nice rainbow trout.
That's Burlington author and photographer Todd Lockwood. To find out more about the Herb Lockwood Prize, visit vpr.net.